Chapter 2. What inbound tourists expect from Japanese people. The number of inbound tourists is increasing year by year. In 2016, the total reached the government's targeted number of 20 million. Travel agencies had made various plans for these non-Japanese, and hotels and restaurants provide these people with dishes depending on each nationality's tastes. These efforts have borne fruit, and many non-Japanese have visited Japan more than once. Then, can Japanese ordinary citizens react appropriately to inbound tourists? Many Japanese university students have experience just answering, "I don't know," when asked about the way to an inbound tourist's destination. "I don't know" sounds blunt, especially to non-Japanese people who come from a country where many people are friendly to strangers or talkative. Then what would they reply if they were put in the reverse situation? For example, when asked about the way to a sightseeing spot, they would say something like, "I visited it before, but the directions were so complicated that I took a roundabout route. I'll take you part of the way. From here, it's easy. Go straight along this street and turn right at the first corner. You can see it on your right. You can't miss it. It's worth the visit." Also, when asked about a bus stop, they would reply by saying something like, "I often see buses run along this road, but I have no idea where the bus stop is. I commute to the office by car. I'll ask someone else who lives here." Besides that, when asked about the way to a hotel, they would go as far as to say, "It's a long way from here. I'll ask a hotel employee to call a taxi for you." After you recognize that friendly non-Japanese are used to having the above communication, try to imagine how they would feel to hear your response. You will become aware that you have got to at least say, "I'm afraid I'm a stranger here myself." If you have some free time, you are expected to say, "I'll ask someone else. Wait a moment, please." Or, "I'm going the same way, so I'll take you there." When communicating with inbound tourists, it is insufficient to convey accurate information briefly. While taking into account that they expect a friendly attitude from Japanese people, you need to come up with words which are suitable for each situation.